holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Don't rely on your own strength.
Not good. Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, and you are splendid people and splendid listeners. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Don't you thank God for me? I hope you do. I need somebody thanking God for me. Listen, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast and share the links. Share them like you've never shared them before on today. We need your help. Share, and share some more. How you feeling? Oh, I hope you're doing well. May God continue to bless your family. Yeah. Man, the past is hard to forget. You know, whether it be blessings or letdowns, you know, the blessings where God did this and God did that. And it's just hard to forget those things. He pulled you out of that burning car. He was the one who saved you from that accident. He was the one who saved you in the midst of that robbery. I mean, it's Him who saved you from wasting all that money and having a bad investment. I mean, it was Him, right? But then there's other sides of it when bad things happen, man. When bad things happen, man, it's really hard to forget. It's just the past is there. Whether somebody used you to do something else or used you to build their own thing or to build their own company, they used you. I don't know. Well, however they did. I mean, the past is the past. Yes. And you have to forgive and, you know, let it go, because if you don't, you'll just be sitting there by yourself. You'll just be mad by yourself, by your lonesome, while they're sleeping and having a good time. You still mad. So you still have to forgive. But that past, man, it's hard to forget. And if you don't ask God to help you, you're not going to forget it. You're just not. You're just going to be angry. And then always going to treat people, because you never got past that relationship. You're going to treat people as if they are in that relationship with you at that time 20 years ago. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is ask God to help you to heal. Ask God to help you heal past that event. That past, man, you know, sooner or later, you're going to stop crying about it. Sooner or later, you will. You know, it won't hurt as much. Sooner or later, you know, it might hurt now, but later on it won't be as bad. But the past is the past, and you want God to forget your past, don't you? You want Him to forget all them things that you did, just like I do. I want Him to forget about all of that. Don't hold that against Nard, Lord. You want Him to forget about that? You have to do the same thing when people misuse you. You have to get past it. Even though the past is hard to forget, you have to, for your own growth, for your own well-being, for your own family, for your own husband, for your own wife. They need the entire you, not a piece of you in 2022 minus that piece of you back in 2001 or something. You know, they need all of that from 2001 to come back up to 2002 to be healed. That past, if you keep living in the past, you're never going to get to the future, or at least you won't get, you know, the majority of your future, because you keep acting like you're living in the past. Worse. It's just worse. Tell your neighbor and say, get out of the past, man. Just tell somebody, get out of the past. I know it hurts, but you're still going to have to let go of it. You're going to have to let go of it. Now, we're in Proverbs 11. This one don't feel too good. You know what I mean? But it just is what it is, you know. Don't rely on your own strength. We're going to read that here in a minute. You know, because relying on your own strength will lead you to places that you really don't want to be in. Places that you really don't want to end up in. It brings a bad end. All right. Verse number 7. Proverbs 11, verse number 7. When the wicked die, their hopes die with them. That's if they're wicked. Now, we who are trying to be godly, you know, our hopes ain't going to die, because our hope is Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ ain't going to die. So, but wicked people, when the wicked die, their hopes die with them. Whatever their aspirations were, it dies right along with them. It dies right along with them. You know, somebody will say, well, if they have a company, they'll pass it down to somebody else. They have things in place that where somebody else come up and take up on their dreams and keep on going. Well, with this new person that shows up after the wicked person dies, they get to do whatever they want to do. They lead the company the way they want to lead the company. So, yes, still the word of God is still true. When the wicked die, their hopes die with them. Their hopes die with them. For they rely on their own feeble strength. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't do it. Don't lean on your own strength. Lean on God's strength. It says here, for they rely on their own feeble strength. Not just strength, but feeble strength. And we tend to think that our strength is something great. No, our strength is nothing. Our strength is feeble, I guess is the best way to put it. It's feeble, according to what God has said here. Our strength is feeble. So it says here, when the wicked die, their hopes die with them, for they rely on their own feeble strength. They rely on their own strength. Forget God is what they say. Remember, we read that a few weeks ago. People always, the wicked, they'll sit there and say stuff like, go away from us, God. What do we need God for? We don't need God. We have our own money. We don't need to pray. Why we need to talk to him? We can just buy what we want. We have the power to do whatever. And so this here is saying that very thing. The wicked die. When they die, their hopes die with them. Their hopes will die with them. And we was talking about that too. It's talking about when they die, they have all kind of power and peace and everything else. But it says here, when the wicked die, their hopes die with them. For they rely on their own feeble strength. Verse number 8. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked. So understand this. The godly are rescued. Whatever was going to happen to the godly, it falls onto the wicked. Whatever was going to hit the godly, God is the one who rescues them, right? And so whatever the godly were going to get for their wrong, it falls on the wicked. Because the wicked don't change. See, the godly will change. Just like I told you, you can change today or you can change tomorrow, whichever one you want to do. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. God rescues today. Now, if you choose not to take his rescuing on today, it's fine. Maybe you want to be rescued next week. Maybe you want to be rescued next year. It's up to you. But you're going to need his rescuing. Trust me. And the godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. Trouble falls on the wicked. So the question is, how long do you want to remain wicked? It's up to you. just to remain wicked. You don't have to change. You can do whatever you want. But these simple proverbs tell us everything. Trouble that we're not looking for is going to fall on the wicked. Trouble is going to fall on the wicked. And the trouble that, you know, the godly is rescued from, that same trouble is going to fall on the wicked. With their words, verse 9, with their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. So a lot of times the wicked will take their friends right along with them. They'll say things to them. They'll with their words, they'll say things to other people who are weak, and they'll be their friends, and their friends don't know any better. And they'll be destroyed right along with them. And they take their friends to that same destruction. You know, like the longer we stay away from God, the more apt we can, you know, lead our friends to the death. We'll lead our friends to the wrong place. The longer we stay away from God, the more friends we can lead to hell is what we can do. That's what we can do. You don't want your friends going there. They don't want you going there. You don't want to go there. Hell was never made for people. It was made for the devil and his angels. But if you want to act like the devil, you can go where the devil's going. See, if we're friends with the devil can lead us to destruction. Just like it says here. The godly are rescued from trouble, right? And it falls on the wicked. Going to verse number 9. With their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. See, if you're wicked today and you change, your words will change. And when your words change, your friends will hear your words change. And if they hear you, and if they can hear what God is saying through you, then they can be saved. Then they can change. With their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. Yeah. Well, here's one, verse number 10. The whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. They shout for joy when the wicked die. I don't want no part of it. I know you don't want any part of it. I don't want you to have any part of it. Don't trust your own strength. It's not strong enough to handle.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.